Why did you decide to take up the cause of the environment?
I was contacted by the United Nations and the Secretary General, which when he reaches out to you personally, it's kind of hard to say no. But this is an issue that is, you know, near and dear to me, and I would hope it would be to everyone. You know, I'm a father, and I have concerns about what the world is going to be, you know, in the future. And I think that we have to change some of our practices in order to make sure we leave it better than, you know, the way we found it.
How do you see your role as a UN Environment Program Goodwill Ambassador? What duties does it entail?
Well, that's something that sort of shifts and changes, and I'm always trying to figure out how best to, in my position, really attract attention and draw focus to the issues, whether it be a Twitter battle with Gisele Bündchen or, you know, me doing something as crazy as the Captain Planet thing for Funny or Die, or me being here tonight to be a keynote speaker, just really trying to educate myself as well about the issues so that I can speak about it in a way that is, you know, persuasive and draws people into the subject matter.
And we must say that Gisele is also a Goodwill Ambassador for the Environment. And
yes,
you are.
Yeah.
What was the best experience, and maybe or the most challenging experience you have had as a Goodwill Ambassador advocating for the environment?
Well, I really haven't had any bad experiences. You know, I think there's been a little bit of preaching to the converted somewhat. And I think we have to be better about really trying to reach across to people who may not share the same perspective that we have on the situation and try to have a big tent policy and bring people into this, it's not even a debate really, but to bring people into the discussion so that we can start to spread the message in a way that will really have a positive effect.
We often hear that storytelling and documentary film can be powerful tools in building a better future for all people. Can you tell us more about this in relation to the environment?
Well, I think, you know, when we're able to find stories, personal stories that documentaries do, you know, very, very well, and illuminate for people the conditions that people are in who are dealing directly with this issue. You know, you think about the disenfranchised people, the poor people in the, you know, less developed countries who are struggling every day to deal with the arid conditions that they live in, drought, the Maldives, you have this, you know, rising water table. There's ways that people come to this that really are effective and touch us when we hear their stories crafted through the careful eye of a documentarian. So I think it's an effective tool, and hopefully one of the tools that we'll be able to use in the quest to draw more attention to the subject matter.
Switching gears a little bit, what are your hopes for the results of the upcoming Rio Plus 20 conference?
Well, I think the focus on the green economy and sort of reframing this whole thing slightly away from, you know, global warming and climate change, which has just become a whipping post for people to refute and push back against, and sort of reframing it in a way of, you know, dealing with what we're dealing with every day and what people are struggling with, you know, the economy and jobs, and exposing how it's something that will help generate more jobs, and it will be something that effectively is a new growth sector, and something that we shift gross domestic product to, we'll see a big change.
With so much going on in the world, why should people care about what happens in Rio?
Well, you know, as it goes out in concentric circles, I think it's going to affect everyone. I mean, look, ultimately, this is an issue that everyone's going to have to pay attention to, because I believe it's going to hit home very hard for a lot of people. But we'd like to kind of get ahead of the curve and not have to wait until things are desperate and water needs are, you know, disproportionate to our ability to get it. So hopefully the things that are brought up in Rio will spark discussion and sort of get the idea rolling a little faster. And I think it will affect everyone.